You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Good afternoon, football fans. This is Teddy the Bear Tate coming to you live, not from the cave. A little bit of an echo here, kind of like a cave. But this is actually paradise down in Treasure Island, Florida, where we're vacationing right now. But listen, guys, I know I'm on vacation, but guess what? Still bringing you guys live interviews while I'm on vacation. And we actually are going to be interviewing Jeremy Curley today. Big, big interview. Very excited to have him on. Been in the league for about, 7 years now, I believe. Let me look here just to be safe. Yeah, so this will be his seventh season in the league. He spent most of his career with the New York Jets, 1 year with the San Francisco 49ers, and this year he'll be with the Buffalo Bills. So even though most of his years he's been with the Jets, he's going on a rival team. Very excited. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk with him. He has not called in yet, but we do have his number here. So we are going to give Mr. Curley a nice little phone call. We'll do an interview. And just remember, guys, we do this for you, the fans. We do this for you guys. We try to get guests even while we're on vacation. That's what we do. It's our job. We love it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
Is this Jeremy Curley?
Yeah, that's not.
Hey, Mr. Curley, this is Teddy the Bear Tate coming to you from Straight Football Talk. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man.
You ready for an interview?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Awesome, man. Glad to have you on the show again. Thank you for taking time out of your day. And you're ready to get started, so let's go ahead and ask you. You know, the draft, the NFL draft just recently ended. So I want to talk a little draft talk to kick this off, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, say it. I couldn't hear you. Buck up a little bit. Say it one more time.
No, that's not a problem. I said since the draft just recently ended, I want to do a little draft talk, if that's all right with you, to start this off.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Excuse me. So you were obviously selected in round 5, 153rd overall in the 2011 NFL draft. Tell us what your draft experiences were like for our fans here.
My draft experience was a unique one. I was at the house. And I was sitting in my garage just trying to pass the time, honestly. I didn't even want to hear my name called. I just wanted somebody to come in and tell me that I got called. But, I seen my name come up on the screen. Rest in peace, my brother. He ran in there, and we just started crying, man, because this is something that we've been through, all the hard work and dedication, and it finally paid off. So, that was my total experience.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, talk about that. You were with your family, with your brother. You know, what was it like for you and your brother? Like you said, the hard work, had, you know, you finally broke through. You were finally drafted. I mean, what was going through your head at the time? What, you know, you and your brother?
It was pure joy, man, just excitement, just to know that, you know, whatever happened, you know, good or bad, that I had an opportunity to have my name called, you know what I'm saying, and I was drafted. And to be honest with you, it didn't hit me until I got to New York, that everything was kind of surreal, you know, looking at the city and all that. But, man, we honestly don't cry that much, but we just cried, man. We cried. We were happy. We were excited.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure that was such an experience. Now, you know, what were – obviously, I mean, it was only 2011. I mean, you know, for you and me, that wasn't too long ago, even though, it was 7 years ago. What were some big differences and similarities between your draft and this year's NFL draft?
I don't really see any it's other than the place that it was at, right? It was down the street from where I was at. So being in Dallas at AT&T Stadium, which was pretty cool to see that and experience that. But it's not too much of a difference, man. It's always about the quarterback. It's a quarterback league, man. It's always been that. It always will be that. But it was cool to see Baker Mayfield go first overall, and I'm pretty sure he was excited. And it's always cool seeing people's dreams come true.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Baker Mayfield. I mean, you know, honestly, he showed some Big 12 love, right? I mean, him going number one overall, and I mean, he stayed in the Big 12 originally, attending Texas Tech, and then going to Oklahoma. So he's kind of representing the Big 12 there for you guys, pretty strong.
Yeah. He's holding it down for the Big 12. I never got a chance to play in the Big 12. When I was at TCU, we were still in the Mountain West, so I never got that opportunity to do a Big 12. But Big 12 is just obviously it's a big ordeal. And TCU can make it some noise.
Oh, yeah.
So to have a guy come out, you know, go first overall, it's cool.
Absolutely, man. Now, besides, obviously, we just talked about Baker, what are some incoming rookies you're excited to see play? It could be on the Bills, that, you know, the team that you're on, or it could be, you know, a different team. Are there any rookies in particular you're excited to see play?
Man, I'm excited to see every rookie play. Like I said, man, I like to see people's dreams and stuff come true. So, to be honest with you, the running back that just went to the Giants, what's his name? Saquon Barkley, I think. Yeah. I'd be excited to see him play, man. I hope he goes out there and tears it up. I really want to see my guy out there in Baltimore. What's the quarterback's name? Lamar
Jackson.
Yeah, I want to see Lamar tear it up, man. I want to see him do well, man. Hey, I think he deserves it, man. But I want to see everybody do good. I want to see everyone do well.
Absolutely. Now, real quick, you talked about Lamar Jackson. What is your feelings about Joe Flacco not returning Lamar's texts or phone calls?
I don't know. I don't know how Joe Flacco is. I've never met him. Never talked to him.
Right.
So I don't know how to answer that exactly. But I'm pretty sure it's the reason why. Hopefully, it's not out of hate, but. Yeah, man, I'm pretty sure they'll get along. They'll talk. Eventually, they'll have to.
Right, absolutely. I'm just giving you a little slough there, Mr. Curley. I'm just putting you on the spot. No big deal. Don't worry about it.
No problem. I love being on the spot. No problem.
Now we're talking quarterbacks here. So let's talk about when you were drafted by the New York Jets. You had to work with several different quarterbacks, including Mark Sanchez and the I don't know how to word this properly, but, you know, the infamous Tim Tebow, who likes to work with all these different style of quarterbacks.
Right. It was a different situation. I wouldn't say difficult because I still had success in it, and it was still fun for me. You know, playing with Tebow was cool, man. Playing with Sanchez was cool. Playing with Geno was cool. Who else did I have? McElroy was cool. It seems like I had the one quarterback that I really wish I would have got a chance to play with. This is something that's always, you know, heavy on my mind. I wish I would have had the opportunity to play with Fitzpatrick. I always liked Fitzpatrick's game, and I always liked how he carried himself, and he was a baller to me, and I never got that opportunity. That's one thing I wish I would have, you know, had an opportunity to.
Right, and I mean, like, you know, last year you got to work with Josh McCown. I mean, he did pretty good for the Jets last year. I mean, I don't want to say shocked, but he did, I think, better than what people expected him to play. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, man, he did his thing, man. It's a lot of people, they wanted to tank it in. I don't know if it was 1-16 or 1-15 or whatever it was. They wanted us to tank it in, but yeah, man, we put some stuff together, man. We had a decent season, and Josh did his thing, man. So I was excited for him. I was happy for him. A lot of people counted us out, you know, hung tough and competed.
Absolutely. Now, this next question I want to ask you, Jeremy, it's for one of our Straight Football Talk crew members. and he is a huge Tim Tebow fan, so he went a little more in depth. How, what was it like to work with Tim Tebow?
It was cool, man. Tim is, he's a hard worker, and he's someone that, you know, he knows he's not, you know, perfect, so he works hard, and he works hard, you know, he works at his craft. So, it was cool. It was cool to work with him, man. It was fun, and he's a good dude, and everybody knows that. But he really is, you know, he really is a good friend.
Good. That's great. Now, obviously, you know, Tim Tebow was in the Wildcat formation when you guys were in New York. What was it like to replace him eventually and then throw one of your, you know, a touchdown pass as a wide receiver?
Say it again.
Excuse me. I said, you know, you replaced Tim Tebow in the Wildcat formation at one point with the Jets. What was it like to throw a touchdown pass as an NFL wide receiver?
It's cool, man. I've been throwing passes all my life, man. I played quarterback all the way up until college, which is crazy. So, but I've been throwing touchdowns my whole life. But to throw one in the league, man, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun, man.
Absolutely. I mean, your QBR rating has to be through the roof. I mean, what was it, like a 40-yard touchdown pass?
Yeah, I tell people all the time, man, it's not gonna be a good play with me passing. I don't wanna mess up my QB rating, so I'm gonna have to scrap that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Jeremy, you're with the Buffalo Bills now. What is it like to go from, you know, one AFC East team to the rival AFC East team? What is it like to play for the Bills and now you know you're gonna have to see the
Hello? Hello?
Let's see what happened here. Hold on, guys. We got cut off there. Yeah, let's go ahead and call him right back. Yep, dial. Boom. See what happened there. Must have lost him. He's outside.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Curly, are you still there?
Yeah.
Must have lost you.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened, man. Just talk 1 minute. Say hello 100 times.
No problem. It sounds like you're at a kid's ball game or something.
Yeah, man, I'm getting in his family time. You know, it's Mother's Day weekend, so I'm getting a family time in with the family right now. We're in the pool. Yeah, trying to have a little good time.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask a few more questions out of you, and then we'll let you get back to your family real quick. So with the Buffalo Bills now, what is it like to play against a rival team in the AFC?
To be honest, it'll be pretty cool. It'll be pretty fun. Being that, you know, this is my 8th year. This is my 3rd team being on, you know, it's almost like, you know, kind issues, man, to be honest with you. Like, it'll be fun to go back and see some players and, you know, see some coaches or whatever, but it's nothing more than that. Like, I don't have any hate for you know, New York. I don't have any hate for, you know, the coaches or the city or nothing like that. It's all love every time that I go there. It'll always be love. So playing against them, it'll be something that'll be, you know, it'll be cool. But it's no love. It's no animosity. It's no hate, you know, when I play against those guys.
Sure. Now, have you met any or talked to any of these incoming rookies that are coming to the Buffalo Bills?
Nah, I haven't talked to any of them. I haven't talked to any of them yet. So, come Monday, it'll be cool to meet some of those girls.
Oh, for sure. So, other than playing for the Bills right now, you're still busy off the field. Like right now, you're with your family. But other than that, you know, I actually found your denim jean line that has yet to come out. Can you tell us a little bit about your denim jean line?
Yeah, it's frustrating, man, because I feel like I've been talking about my denim line for so long, and I'm ready for it to get put together and just and for everyone to just be happy with it and enjoy it and see it. But I don't want to put out anything that's not complete and it's not exactly how I envisioned it. But my jeans, they are coming. I promise you they're coming, and I promise you they'll be something that, you know, everyone will enjoy and everyone will be happy with. But bear with me, be patient with me, and like I said, man, they're definitely coming up.
Awesome, awesome. Very excited to see them. Like I said, I was doing a little digging, and I happened to find those, and I definitely wanted to ask you about it. Now, also, it's not just the jean line. It's not just clothing you're working on or any kind of apparel. You're also doing a Jeremy Curley training camp at, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's Hutto High School in Hutto, Texas, on June 2nd.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Okay, so tell us about your training camp, man. I know you got to be really excited for this.
Yeah, man, it's my 7th annual camp. It's something. It's a way for me to give back to my community, some places that have always shown me love and that, you know, I'm very proud of. So every time I get a chance to come back, every time I get a chance to go out there, you know, I always want the city and the community around me because, you know, they've always supported me and they've always had my back, you know. So the camp is June 2nd. It's open to everyone, grade school all the way up to high school. And, you know, you can register the day of the camp. Obviously, you can register online, jeremycurley.com, or you can go on my Instagram, just at jeremycurley. And, yeah, man, it'll be fun. It's always a blast. Kids always enjoy it. And, like I said, it's my seventh annual, so I'll make sure that, you know, everything is ran the right way, ran proper, so that way everyone will have the chance to, you know, go out there and have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually just typing up, because we're Facebook Live as well, I'm typing up your website there, jeremycurley.com. I definitely want people to go check out your training camp. You know, make sure that people come out and support you and support, you know, the youth and everybody, all the locals down in Texas for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, man. It'll be a success, man. It always is.
Now, Jeremy, there's always a couple questions we ask every player that comes on the show. So there's just a few more questions, but they're super easy. The first one is we ask every athlete if they would send us one of their jerseys. And the reason why we ask that is what we want to do is to have each jersey framed up behind us and have our own little wall of fame for the Straight Football Talk. Would you be willing to send us a jersey?
Yeah. No problem. I can send you a jersey. I don't know which team it is, so I'll send you a jersey.
That's completely fine, man. No problem. Now, okay, real quick, what I need you to do, if you want to, is say your name. So this is Jeremy Curley, or you can say, hey, it's your boy Jeremy Curley, however you want to say it, and you're listening to Straight Football Talk. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead.
So whenever you're ready. All right. Hey, this is Jeremy Curley, and you're listening to Straight Football Talk.
Awesome, man. Now, the last question of the day, Jeremy, easiest one. We loved having you on. I'd love to, you know, as we get closer to the season, have you come back on the show and talk a little more ball. Would you be willing to do that?
Of course, man.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Jeremy. We appreciate having you on, man. Take care.
No problem, man. Y'all take care, too.
Yep. Bye.
All right.
Guys, great interview with Jeremy Curley there. He was busy with his family. I didn't want to keep him on there too long, but guess what? Just about 20 minutes, just under 20 minutes, we had Jeremy Curley on the line there. Awesome interview. Sounds like a great guy. Obviously a family man. He has a lot of things going on in his life just besides football. Yes, Fernando, this is live, but we're about to end it, so I do apologize, buddy. Just go back and rewatch the video. But again, I've got the links up here for Jeremy Curley's denim jean line. Also, jeremycurley.com, right? First thing that pops up on that website is his training camp that you guys need to check out. And if you're in the, you know, the Texas area, the Hutto, Texas area, definitely go check that out. Again, guys, Teddy the Bear Tate coming to you live from Straight Football Talk. We will see you tomorrow when we do a show, our regular show live. Still will be on vacation down in Florida, so we will see you then. Take care. See you tomorrow.